Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Happy Saturday to all of you. We've got a full room today. Steve Silva's here.
I am.
Amber Ash McCary.
What day is it?
Producer Zach.
I'm Pickle Rick.
Yeah.
And I am Sean Roberts, and together we are Your Weekly Dose Podcast. And of course, we're streaming to you live here from Orange County, California, every Saturday morning on yourweeklydose.com. And of course, to those in the Delaware, Maryland, Virginia area, on Delmarva Talk Radio. Good morning, or actually afternoon, East Coast.
Good lunchtime.
Yeah, baby.
Good lunchtime, yeah. You guys. Thank you so much for joining us today and every day.
I kind of like that voice.
No, yes. So thanks for joining us, you guys, every Saturday as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame, which we're still waiting to hear back.
Yes,
patiently hoping.
Still waiting.
Hoping it'll happen.
Now
we'd like to thank those of us who have recently followed us. It's
always good
when people are going, thank you for joining our family, which now, of course, includes Delmarva.
Yes.
Out on the East Coast. And actually, right now, it's 86 degrees out there.
Ooh.
Heading for a high of 93.
Oof.
And what do they think it is? California?
I know.
Humidity.
And it's an overnight low of 72.
Oh, I want to be out there right now.
What a beautiful day it probably
is. I grew up in that. I don't know.
Oh, come on. Maryland or Virginia with that
balmy
kind of weather?
Balmy.
As long as it's not too humidity. The humidity's not too high. We're okay.
The air conditioning going in that.
Yeah. But, you know, it is beautiful back
it
here,
is,
though.
It's gorgeous. I miss it a little bit.
Anyway, we're so happy that people out there are listening to the show.
Absolutely. And you know what, guys? I've been noticing, too, recently that we've been getting a lot more people emailing and subscribing to the show through our website. So I want to say
woo-hoo!
Thank you to those people.
Yes.
And we've been getting more and more people on Facebook listening also. So thank you, guys.
Yay.
So we got a cool show for you guys today.
A what show?
A cool show.
Oh, cool.
A cool show.
Sounded like gruel.
You want some gruel?
So we'll be catching up with each other later on. Plus, we got movies with Paul Preston.
Yay!
For the movie guys. So we do some lockdown pick-me-ups. We got some redneck medical terms. I saw this the other day on Facebook. We posted it up on our page.
Uh-huh.
It's just too funny.
Okay.
But we're also wondering, what are your favorite, or which one do you think are your favorite Dwayne Johnson movies?
Who's
or
that?
The best movies?
Who is that?
The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what The Rock's got cooking.
Dwayne
Johnson.
Yeah,
The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson. So,
it's cooking.
And then, how many of you guys actually know how to load your dishwasher properly?
Amber does.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a Nazi.
We'll find out, because there's a lot in there. I woof.
There is a way.
I thought there was a certain thing, like it was going to be a one-pager. Oh, no. We're going deep with this.
People have gotten divorced over this.
I believe it.
I did.
And then also, how to grill almost anything. Steve's the barbecue expert over there, so He's got
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And then also
put a fork in my hand.
And also we have a new soap opera for you guys later on today. So so there you go. That's the show.
That's the show. Bye-bye. See ya. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you know, don't forget, you can always interact with the show commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com, or find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1, and find us on Facebook or email us, which more people have been doing,
That's
which
good.
Is always
Keep
great.
Doing it. Email.
Yes, please.
At yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Yes, and not only can you download the show for free from the website, but you can also subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, all the things. Just search for us, Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, do not forget to rate and review the show. Rate and review it. Leave us a comment.
Please, so important.
Hit us up. Yeah, we need ya. We need ya.
And I do have an announcement real quick.
Yes.
We are now on IMDb.
Woo! Do you give us some credits?
Oh, as a podcast, yeah. So everybody's there. So producers still have to go up, so I'm trying to figure out how to get that going and everything. But because there's supposed to be a section for producers or whatever. Mm-hmm, we're approved, and it's still going through, I think, certain things of what it's saying that
awesome.
We can do and everything. So, but we are there. So, yes.
Well,
today's theme song, though, was Summer Breeze by Shaw Blades, which is a Christopher Cross song, but I decided to do this one. Shaw Blades was basically Tommy Shaw and Jack Blades who came together. Tommy Shaw was from Styx. Jack Blades was from Night Ranger. Of course, you may also know them in the Kick-Ass band, along with Ted Nugent and Michael Corleone as Damn Yankees.
Here we go.
Yeah.
You said the word.
Hey, Debbie, did you hear that? Tommy Shaw.
Oh,
Tommy's a great guy. I've met Tommy. Wonderful, wonderful guy. And so is Jack. Actually, I've had dinner with Jack. So
I like the name Shaw Blades.
Shaw Blades. Yeah. Tommy Shaw and Jack Blades.
It sounds like a porn star.
I've got a cool porn star name.
What is it? I'm afraid.
Smokey Lanning.
Smokey Lanning?
Yeah.
Like,
because it's supposed to be the pet that you had.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Smokey.
And the first street that you lived on.
Yeah. I'm Blackie L. Dama.
Oh my gosh.
I'm Hugh G. Rection.
Mine's Bingo Bishop.
You lived on
Bingo Bishop? Hey, Bingo!
Oh my.
That's weird.
I like that. Bingo Bishop.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
Would it?
Yeah.
Bingo Bishop.
I thought that my born name kind of sounds, my mom was like, we're just going to name her Amber Ash. We're going to get her ready for that.
That's huge.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but there you go. Yeah, mine would be Smokey Lanning.
That is hilarious.
Yeah,
I never knew that.
You never knew that you were playing that game?
No.
Oh, it sounds more like a country singer.
Oh, jeez. Anyway.
I'm learning all these smut games with you guys.
Yeah. So, Shaw Blades, there you go. If you remember, guys, if you ever want to find any of the music that we play on our show here, please go ahead and download it from Amazon. Amazon.com. is the place to go. Just go to our website, use our banner, click on it, and then bookmark it. That's the most important thing. That way, we get a little bit of credit.
Yes. You know. Show us some love.
Oh, I've been Amazoning so much lately.
Oh, I've got so many things on my list I need to get to finish my studio.
I returned something this morning.
Good for you.
God, do without the cynicism.
I got some good books. Got some audio books. I got some things like that. What'd you get?
I got the toner for the brother printer that you gave me.
I hope it was cost effective.
I tell you what I returned, but I don't think I want to.
Good.
We don't care. Anyways, go
ahead. It was fairly inexpensive. I think it was like $20 for each.
Oh, nice.
For a two pack.
Awesome.
So yeah, and I used a coupon. Went through our website, got the credit.
Bam.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh.
That's how you do it. Amazon.com. Use our banner.
Baby. Sounds like you needed a cigarette after
what's up,
that was
Bezos?
Done.
Well, let's catch up with everybody. Steve.
Yes.
What was your week like?
It went by quickly.
Did it?
Yes. I've been riding my bike every day.
Good.
So that's kind of cool. I found a park that's like about a 2-minute ride from my house that I didn't know was there.
You mean the one that we pass by every time I drop you off?
No. No.
Oh.
It's the other side of Gilbert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't know it was this big, huge, beautiful park. It's between the preparatory academy and the junior high school and an elementary school at the other end. And it's like really big. They've got several baseball fields.
Oh, wow.
I was like, wow. I sat on a bench drinking some water, just sort of enjoying the day.
Nice, man.
It was beautiful, man.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice, very cool.
That's huge.
Amber, how about you? How was your...
It was good. Last weekend, on Sunday, I think, I actually went out to a restaurant and a brewery. It was fantastic. Social distance. I like this whole alfresco thing. I am digging it. It's like being in Europe. You know what I mean? We're all outside, watching the traffic go by. People walk past. I like that. And I just relaxed for the week, and I'm in some new book clubs and doing some webinars and... just chilling, man, waiting for everything to open back up.
Cool.
Waiting for them, you know, productions and projects, and you can't act remotely for everything.
No, very true.
Yep. Yep. So that's about it.
Cool.
Do you have a question? You're looking at me like you're forgetting something.
No.
I need to start figuring out how to do auditions.
I'll show you.
Yeah, could you? I need it.
Well, you got a good resume
now. Acting
I do.
You have acting training? You
know, hell no.
All right. He's got to get that first. You got to get that first. You got to get training.
I got like literally everything but that.
Okay.
If there's something else on that list, I probably don't have that either because I don't know what it is.
We will work on that.
Okay.
Sean, what did you do?
I had a busy week because I started to go back to work.
Okay.
So now I'm working back for the company that laid me off.
Nice.
I'm working Mondays and Thursdays now. It's only temporary, but it's okay. I don't mind. But then, Tuesday, celebrated my mom's birthday.
Happy birthday!
So she is a wonderful 81 years old.
She's a beautiful 81 years old.
Beautiful 81. She doesn't look, she still looks like she's in her 60s.
No,
she looks great. She looks 20 years younger than what she actually is. And for her birthday, I got her a brand new TV, flat screen TV.
How big did you go with?
Hey! We went to a 40 inch.
Okay.
Yeah, and it fits. We could have gone to 43, but in that corner where she normally has it or whatever, the 40 works perfectly. But I will tell you this, though. I was very pissed at Best Buy in Westminster. I'm not afraid to say it on the air.
Oh, do tell. I've had problems with Best Buy.
Walked in about an hour before they closed. There were a couple of people waiting, and the 6 o'clock hour came around. And the guy who is helping somebody with the TVs said, okay, sir, you have to leave now.
Excuse me.
He goes, well, we're closed. Well, I've been waiting. And he goes, well, I'm sorry, sir, but we're closed. I said, you're telling me that I waited an hour for you. And I just pointed to a TV or whatever. I don't know what it was, but it's probably like a $3,000 TV. And I said, so basically I cannot now buy this TV from you that I came here to buy tonight for my mother's birthday tomorrow.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. And he goes, yes, sir, I'm sorry. I said, well, thanks for your customer service, man. I said, I'm going to Walmart then. And so I left. I grabbed a TV off the shelf. I don't even know what size it was. Just so I had something to give my mom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, it was funny because I went to the counter then. And the guy goes, or the lady actually goes,
at
Best Buy.
Oh.
She goes, did you want to get the extended warranty? I said, nope. And she goes, oh, are you sure? I said, oh, yeah, I'm returning this tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
They have to do it. They have no choice.
You know, and she goes, you're returning it tomorrow? And I said, yeah. And then I explained everything to her. She goes, oh, sir, I'm sorry. I said, it's not your fault. Mm-hmm. I said, he's the one being a jerk. You know, and for somebody who worked in retail for 12 years.
Yeah. Shocking.
If you were still in the store, you still got serviced on.
Absolutely.
You didn't get told to get kicked out.
I've never had that issue at Best Buy. I've had a few hiccups with there because I have bought the warranties and I have had to go in and have things fixed. Mm-hmm. And that's a bitch to deal with.
You dick.
But they've always ended up coming through for me, so I've never had that issue. I wonder if it's part of the quarantine.
I don't know, but I went to another Best Buy over in I went to the Lakewood one. on the way to my mom's and mm-hmm. got the size that I wanted. They were very friendly there. Hi, sir, how can I help you? Da, da, da. Now, granted, this is towards the middle of the day, though, but still, you know.
Yeah.
Very helpful and everything. So we set the TV, got everything going, got her cable plugged in, got the DVD plugged in and everything. And the only thing we have to do now is I have to get her a external hard drive because of the different movies that I'm downloading. So get her copy of movies or whatever. And I took my hard drive over to make sure that what I'm downloading also plays on her TV. Mm-hmm. And so it does. So we're good. So I said, okay, Mom, come up with a list of movies that you want me to download for you.
Aww.
Solid.
So, yeah, so we're good. And, yeah, the 40 looks great, though. It looks really, really cool. And then she gets, like, a second cable for free, I guess. It's a Vizio.
Vizio.
Mm-hmm. Brand. And I guess they have their own, like, cable
they do.
Type of thing. And so you press it. It's like a free Vizio watch or whatever. And it's like a separate cable channel or cable channels of different movies and stuff, cool. whatever, that she can watch, too.
Yeah, I love Vizio.
So it's really cool.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a Sony gal. I have a
no baloney?
Sony. Sony baloney.
Yeah. I've got a Sony downstairs, and upstairs, I think we've got a Mitsubishi, so.
I've got an LG. That one that's, like, twice the size of me at my...
Well, everything's twice the size of you.
Well.
Yeah. Well.
So, but no, it was good. So that was my week. So
happy birthday.
Yeah.
To
so
her.
Happy birthday to my mom. Yes. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Betty.
Zach, how was your week?
Oh, I got a doozy. So I'm almost done with this philosophy class. I had on Monday. I had this really weird moment. Thank you, Amber. Thanks. She's clapping mm-hmm. for me.
She gave you the clap.
Yeah, we all that. Are.
So Monday, I get an email from my teacher, a mass email saying that, okay, don't forget, everyone, that paper's due on Thursday. I just went,
oh, shit.
I literally almost crapped my pants. I was just like, yeah, wow, that did not work. So I haven't even started it yet. I just completely forgot. And also had a quiz the next day. So I somehow managed to write the paper. It had to be a connection of something of my choice to one of the philosophers, Plato. How does Plato has a different form? Everything has an ideal form. How do I That's connect easy. Something like that? Not really.
Really?
Well, no.
I mean, I use Plato all the time when
oh
I was
my
I knew that.
Gosh.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Plato.
Later. Knew that was coming.
Come on.
I have the little extrusion factory.
Oh
yeah.
You
know, I had the cars. I had the Hot Wheel cars one.
Zach, this is why we don't belong here.
My cousin, she had the one where the hair came out and grew.
Oh, that's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you cut the hair. Yeah.
Anyway, so Plato.
So I had
ancient Greek philosophy.
So I've always wanted to do a paper like on about memes because there's a really broad definition of the term, and I figured out that memes can be a form of chaos and also a form of enlightenment, and I was able to connect the two. Needless to say, I managed to construct a paper in 2 days, a 7-page paper, including the works cited page.
By the way, I read most of it last night. It was pretty good.
It wasn't bad, but here's the thing. I thought it was terrible. I thought it didn't make any sense at all.
No,
but I put the sources that I have, like maybe that'll help explain it. So I turned it in on Thursday. It was due Thursday. First thing I did is I had to take that quiz. So I took the quiz. I wasn't really sure I was going to be ready for it. Pass it, A+. I'm like, thank God. And I'm like, you know what? I think I should just send it now after revising it 5 times. I send it. 20 minutes later, I kid you not, 20 minutes later, I get a response from my teacher saying 20 out of 20 points. And
That's
he
so
did
awesome.
That in 20 minutes. I'm going, he actually liked it? He got
there
it?
You go.
So he, can I totally
go ahead.
Tell on you?
Yeah.
Okay. So he texts me, he's panicking. He's like, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? He's freaking out. He's like, oh, I'm going to have my mom help me. And and then he goes, oh wait, never mind. I'm all good. I got stoned. I totally get everything.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I forgot about that.
Wow.
I was, because I was, my mom and I got like ripped stoned. And
so
I started
funny.
Telling her about the paper. And she's like, oh, well. You could just do it like this and just, you know, add this in there. And I'm going, yeah, that does work.
This is,
absolutely.
This is mom-son bonding right here.
And then, it was perfect.
And then 30 minutes later, they were selling Amway.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah. So, wait, what?
It's okay. People on the East Coast got it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
But you forgot the most important day, though, dude.
What? Oh, God, Sunday. The Sunday before. Yeah, we had Quentin Flynn down. He hung out with us.
Oh, yeah, Sunday. Saturday's when I went.
And your Belinda. And one of the funniest highlights, and Amber doesn't know this, is watching Sean and Quentin chase after the ice cream truck outside.
Oh, my gosh. Steve?
Good
Steve?
Lord.
No, Steve chasing
after. I was inside talking to...
Karen?
He was stoked.
Oh, yeah, it's Karen. That's right. I couldn't remember who was... Well... Anyway,
yeah, no, it was good. It was a nice barbecue.
I dropped my ice cream.
like a 5-year-old kid.
That is hilarious.
Yeah,
I'm standing there. I'm like, yeah, I got the Sonic the Hedgehog ice cream bar, and I look at Quentin because he plays the voice for Silver the Hedgehog. I went, do Silver the Hedgehog, and he starts talking like him, and I'm like, yeah, this is great. This is so fun. Then I drop it.
Yay.
And then I picked it back up because it was 5 seconds.
Yeah, did you rinse it off?
I like to get stuff off the ice cream truck, but he comes by our house anywhere between 4 and 7:30.
You don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I can't just sit there, listening for him all day.
That's the magic of being a kid when you're outside playing. That's back east. We'd be outside playing all day. And you're just waiting. And then you know when the sun's at a certain spot, you go get your change.
Oh, yeah.
What time was that? It was like around.
Keep your change in your pocket.
It was later because, I mean, we didn't eat until like 3.
Which was my fault. I was unprepared.
Oh, no, not at all.
Hey, come over at noon. Make it 1.
Okay. In my defense,
no,
leave at 1:30.
Leave at 2.
That's like what
that
I
was
do.
The last one. We're already on the road.
I'll be there in 15 minutes. What? I'll be there in an hour. No. I'll be there in 2 hours.
Quentin's taking the blame on that one. That was both of our faults on that.
Thing is.
Hey-o.
Hey-o, yeah. All right. Anyway.
The thing is.
But we'd had a good barbecue, though.
I'm so bummed I missed it, you guys.
It was fine.
We'll redo it.
And we watched Jaws.
Yeah.
I was in bed dying.
Yeah. Dun, dun. And then Quentin's now a student of mine, too.
Wow.
Wait, he what?
Yeah. Huh? Quentin's a student of mine now.
Dun, dun.
Playing guitar.
Oh, yeah, that's
playing guitar.
Oh.
Playing that old guitar.
Teaching him the old guitar.
Tuesdays at 6 o'clock.
Oh, that's right.
Quentin and I do a little Zoom and and he's learning theory.
Theory.
Yeah.
Theory.
Maybe you should teach, Sean, maybe you should teach me. Maybe I should take you up on that.
That's up to you, yeah.
I think would I'd be love down to see this.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, God, I got that new guitar, and it's gorgeous.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, I mean, Sean can play better than I can and most people I know.
I want to take one of these home. I always look at them like, oh, man, but I never sit and play. Mine's fucking collecting crazy dust.
So is mine. It's got new strings on it, but I need to tune it more.
That would be good. Well, he had one in the garage, too,
needed
tuning and everything. That. Needed a whole body.
Yeah. I'll have to bring that some morning.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, you know what?
I've been waiting for this.
It's movie time, baby.
Woo!
All righty.
So on the phone with us is our dear friend, Mr. Paul Preston from themovieguys.net. Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Sean, Steve,
Hey, first off, buddy, I got to thank you so much for last month for doing that whole game show quiz thing that you did for me for my birthday. I really appreciate that.
I read the subtext there. Hey, thanks for giving me questions I could answer and make me look good on the air. The goal when I was prepping this was, hey, do his favorite movies because, you know, it's his birthday. He'll want to talk about his favorite movies. Of course, it's his favorite movies. You nailed them all. I'm like, I'm out of here.
What's even funnier is that me and him were discussing it, and he said he was going to do these questions. I'm going, well, wait a minute. Like, these are going to be really, really easy. But then I saw him like, oh, yeah, he might not know these little things in between. Boy, you know what? We were both wrong.
Yeah.
Next time
I'm bringing the goods.
Yeah, next time find out like the cinematographer and the sound mixer, like you said, that
you guys
did
are letting
certain
him
things.
Know he's gonna go study all this shit now.
Oh, that was too
Who
good.
Who did Joker's makeup in The Dark Knight?
Oh, wow.
Kathy McFerrin.
That was fast.
Forget it. I'm out. I'm out too. Next year's too close.
But no, that was so much fun, Paul. And thank you again for doing that for me, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
So what's going on in the movie world, in the streaming world?
Well, there's lots we could talk about, but I wanted to talk specifically because I came on here a couple months ago and talked about nothing but bombs. I came on a couple months ago and talked about must see. Look, you're quarantined. Here's stuff you must see. You have the time. You're not doing anything. Watch these movies. Right. And so I come to you today with part two of that. So there's I got three movies I'm going to recommend that you may not have seen. And by you, I mean most people.
Right.
Our room, you know, we might have seen this one. 2016, a little comedy by the name of Pop Star Never Stop Never Stopping.
Nope, not seen.
No.
Okay, let's Google this.
Do you know this movie?
No, I'm listening.
Oh, my good Lord. Andy Samberg, Akiva Coney, the three guys who make up the Lonely Island. They made a film about that. Skewer is pretty much something that has it coming and has had it coming for about 10 years, the perpetually shallow and overall stupid state of the music industry. They show the rise and fall of Connor for Real, this rapper, singer, R&B doofus.
Connor for Real. Oh, my gosh.
Connor for Real. And it's his rise and fall in Spinal Tap type fashion, which, you know, easily compare it to Spinal Tap because it's a musical mockumentary. But you'd be selling the movie's originality short. So this movie is just – every year I make a top 10 of the year, and on that top 10 I put – the funniest movie of the year, whether it achieves like cinematic greatness or not. If you are the funniest movie of the year, that's just as impressive as hitting a drama out of the park. And Pop Star is balls out hilarious, grossly overlooked at the box office. For some reason, people didn't go. But I mean, the one Amber, the solace you can take in all this,
yes,
you have Pop Star to look forward to.
I love Andy Samberg. I think he's hilarious.
To me, this is his finest hour. I mean, I love the shorts on SNL, but give him a whole feature's worth of jokes and him and his two you know, goofball buddies from Lonely Island. This movie is jammed. I don't know why it didn't take off like a Wayne's World, you know, another SNL sort of group hitting the movies. But it should have. It's hilarious. I mean, if they have 30 seconds where there isn't a joke, after you watch it, point that out to me because I don't see it. It's just physical gags, smart gags, dumb shit. Like Connor for Real's big hit album is Thriller also.
Oh, my God. You
know? Oh, my God.
But at the heart of it, like a lot of good comedies, like, you know, something like There's Something About Mary was like crazy funny. But at the heart of it really was Ben Stiller's character just being really likable, and you want him to get the romance he deserves.
Right.
And at the heart of this movie is just three guys who grew up as the style boys who are now faced by being pulled apart by the record industry. You know, you've got Connor goes one way, he brings his DJ with him, another guy goes off in a different way, and so that sort of under plays underneath all the jokes, and again, so many jokes and so many great comics and cameos. Bill Hader is a roadie. Tim Meadows is good, and he's in a lot of stuff, but he doesn't always shine. But like in Mean Girls or Dewey Cox and this, he's got a really great role.
Oh, how about The Ladies' Man?
The Ladies' Man was good, but for some reason, in his supporting roles, I think he kills it, you know?
Yeah, he's a principal.
Get out of here, Dewey. We smoke a reefer, and you don't want a part of this shit. I mean, Doc, Sarah Silverman, and then you got cameos by Usher, Simon Cowell, Questlove, Warren. And my favorite cameo is a quick reality show that stars Snoop Dogg that's called Surprise, Motherfucker.
Anything with Snoop Dogg is great.
Whoa. It's how funny is he? God, yeah. The Joker's Wild's the greatest show on television.
Oh, God.
Starsky and Hutch, when he had that little role in there, that was great.
Oh, yeah.
Too great, yeah. So, yeah.
Pop
so
star.
Pop Star, Never right. Stop, Never Stop. Write right. it down. I don't know why you guys didn't see
it. Oh, it's
first
right
time.
Here. It's on my list. Okay. He's great in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I don't know why I haven't seen this movie yet. This is great.
All right, what's the next one, Paul?
Well, we're going to switch chords and go to a drama, 2014 film called Wild with Reese Witherspoon.
Oh.
It got some love because she earned an Oscar nomination for playing this character, Cheryl Strayed, the true story of a woman who took control of her life by taking an 1,100-mile hike along the Pacific Crest Trail. I think it's interesting, though, because she went on this sort of journey of self-discovery like people do in great movies, not because a man done her wrong, but she screwed up her marriage and fell into drugs. And coupled with the death of her mother, that puts her in the choice to make her life great. And I found that story something I could invest in more than like Eat, Pray, Love or Under the Tuscan Sun or these other movies where, you know, the man done the woman wrong and then she goes and gets herself, you know, healed up. It was much – I thought it was a unique take on that kind of story. And Reese Witherspoon is excellent, asked to do stuff she's never done before, pushed to the edge of her limits, kind of like the character she's playing. You know, I read stories about how the director, same guy directed Dallas Buyers Club and directed Reese in Big Little Lies on HBO.
Oh, wow.
He like never taught her like how to camp. So when she's camping, setting up a campsite, opening a tent, doing all this stuff, she's just kind of doing what she thinks she would do. So when she sucks at it and is frustrated, you need to get those real reactions on camera, which I thought was really fun.
You mentioned that with her and the character, it's where she was doing drugs and so forth, and she kind of screwed everything up. Would you say it's something similar to what Michael Keaton did in Clean and Sober?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, certainly that dealt more with like, the AA meetings.
Right.
So, yeah, if Keaton, that's Keaton's character, did an 1,100-mile hike along the Pacific Crest Trail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but certainly somebody recognizes their own mess up, how they screwed up their life. And when you watch it, it's inspiring as a viewer, too. And this was a year when they put out, like, Boyhood and Birdman and all the best pictures, like these crazy experimental movies. And Wild is just kind of a straight traditional drama that, I don't know, just really struck the chord with me. So, so definitely worth seeing. And as great as Witherspoon is in the movie, plenty of other characters. And Amber, tell me if this is correct.
Tell me.
Every man Cheryl comes across in her travels is a threat, even if they're not. And the film leaves the impression that that's how women walk around all the time, constantly in fear of what man may come along next to threaten, intimidate, or hurt her. I mean,
I think the film portrays
that accurately.
It's kind of a thing. I think that, yes, I could get into more, but it absolutely, it's a thing we walk around with, especially when it's dark at night. You know, you're like, oh, don't go out by yourself. Have a guy with you to protect you from guys.
And I'm just going to go back to my car, no big thing. You're going to go back to your car, maybe with, you know, the key sticking out of your fist.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
So
just like
this
that
movie
song,
does that. I mean, Reese's character is walking along the trail, and some guy's like, hey, how you doing? You need help with that tent? And you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
What's up with this guy? You know, it could be great. It could be not, but that sort of unease that they put in that relationship, they bring to this film, I think, quite authentically.
It's a very real thing. That's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what's the third film we've got, Paul?
Well, we had a comedy, we had a drama. This combines the two. 2011's 50-50. Which I thought was an absolute masterpiece. Cancer comedy.
Oh, yes, I remember this one.
Yeah, that made my top 10 that year as well.
11, okay.
I'm a huge Seth Rogen fan. I think he's been nothing but hilarious for over a decade. And he may have been acquiring a sort of bad rep because of overexposure back around the time 50-50 came out. And I think that was a great time to put out this film that's really sort of personal for him. It's written by what was the author's name of this? I lost it. But it's a friend of his, Will Reiser. And the script is based on Will's own cancer diagnosis, and Seth Rogen helped him with it. So, I mean, you can imagine a movie where you have cancer and your best friend who's there for you is stoner Seth Rogen. So it's a drama. But it's also a comedy because Seth Rogen's in it and he's hilarious. So, they mine all the great comic moments he can get out of a horrible diagnosis like that. And they mine all the great drama out of it. And I think Jonathan Levine, the director, he made Warm Bodies and The Night Before and some other stuff. Definitely towed the line nicely between the two things and was able to make that happen. To where the film made the top 10 of the year.
On the list.
Well, very cool, Paul. Well, thank you, buddy. We got to check those movies out. So it's 50-50. And what was this for?
50-50, which is where his chances of surviving the cancer. So okay. I think Bryce Dallas Howard came up with the title of that while they were on the set. I think they called it I'm With Cancer while they were shooting it. And then Wild, the Reese Witherspoon drama, and of course, Pop Star, Never Stopping.
I've got them all.
All right.
If I had more time, I'd also recommend the 2018 action movie Upgrade and 2002 drama In America. But you can put titles down if you want. We'll go into detail on those later.
Woo-hoo!
Sounds good. Paul,
it feels like the quarantine's never going to end. So I'll just keep having
right? No kidding.
Watch at home.
No kidding. Paul, it's always good to hear from you, buddy. How have you been, though, overall?
Good. You know, last time I was on here, maybe a couple times ago, I was talking about the drive-in. I keep going back. It's this crazy awesome time for indie films.
Nice.
Which aren't going to play, you know, in theaters otherwise, really, to a big audience, except now they pop up at the drive-in and they fill the place up. So indies are having their day. And I've been going out to those, and that and a lot of outdoor stuff. Steve mentioned riding his bike. I've been doing that.
Mm.
You know, I went kayaking. You want social distancing? Your ass in the middle of a lake.
Wow. Where'd you go do that?
I took quite a hike. I went up to Lake Evans, which is just south of Bakersfield.
Okay.
Lake Evans and Lake Webb are they're part of a bigger sort of area called Lake Buena Vista.
Oh.
And hopped around the lake. It was all marshy up there. It was kind of a cool, different looking lake than the sort of mountainous ones. And I had a grand old time.
Cool.
Very cool.
Paul, next time you go to the drive-in, please let us know because we definitely want to check that out with you.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I got to go down to went to San Gabriel for one of them, and then the other one, of course, out by Pomona. So if I'm going that far, I should definitely look you guys up.
Yeah, absolutely. Please do, buddy. Always good to hear your voice, my friend.
Indeed. Farewell.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Talk to you soon, buddy. And there you go, guys.
Woo-hoo.
Paul Preston from themovieguys.net. Please check him out. Check out the website. He is a film fanatic like you wouldn't believe.
I'm seriously going to watch all of those. I love Andy Sandberg. Oh, my gosh.
All right, guys. Well, I got some lockdown pick-me-ups for you guys.
We're on lockdown, baby, and we're trying to get out. Been washing my hands about 24 times. It gets worse every day that I turn on the news. Stuck here singing those dang old lockdown blues.
Well, these are pretty cool stories, and a few of these are a little bit older here. And on one of these, you're going to have to get the Ryan Seacrest thing going. First off, a man who grew up without a father makes videos to teach young men basic household skills and more. How
I've
cool
seen
is that? It was really cool. Yeah, his name is Rob Kenny, and he's got a YouTube channel. Says, "Dad, how do I?" And it's been taking off. He's lifted the spirits of many people since it went viral. The story of Kenny and his dad is truly also touching as well. When he was 14 years old, Kenny's father left him and his siblings, according to an interview he did with Shattered Magazine. And after his father abandoned him, Kenny started living with his brothers. He is now married, has two wonderful children of his own, both of whom are grown up. His 27-year-old daughter, Kristen, is highly educated and works with children. His son, Kyle, works as a software engineer. He says he wanted to leave something behind, mainly for people who are struggling with a dysfunctional family or an absent parent. So in his videos are so far covering topics like checking your tire pressure, checking the oil, how to tie a tie, how to fix a running toilet, how to iron a formal shirt. So he's got this whole little series going on and everything. That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
To do that, you know.
Yeah, with running toilet, though, you have to catch it first.
Oh,
that's
my
very true.
Goodness.
Very true. Because, I mean, those are some of the things that you do pass on, you know, mm-hmm. to your kids. And, like, there's certain times where I'll tell them, hey, pay attention, this is important.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a thing. So, yeah, very, very, very neat thing.
I remember when I was a kid, I had, and even into adulthood, I had to learn how to whack an electronic device with my hand to make it operate properly.
That's true.
That's true.
That is especially a microwave.
True. Yeah. All kinds of different electronics.
Yeah. Well, if you guys are big fans of Jimmy Kimmel, Metallica's Lars Ulrich thanked a nurse on the show recently. Of course, since this whole quarantine started, Jimmy Kimmel has been honoring healthcare workers who've been working on the front lines of the global pandemic. And, of course, God bless them, because it has affected a lot of doctors,
mm-hmm.
a lot of nurses differently. Matter of fact, my mom's neighbor across the street, she's a nurse. She has gone through a mental breakdown because she's on the front lines,
yeah.
you know, for it. So it's a big thing. After revealing, healthcare Kimmel spotted Tracy Bendar, a pediatric ICU nurse. Oh, God bless them, because, we had a great one when my son was born. She was from Long Island, New York, and also a Metallica fan. And after revealing that Bender would blast Enter Sandman in the car on her drives home from work each day, Lars appeared and thanked Bender for her amazing work. So that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All right. Let's see. Oh, and for those of you who really give a damn about looking into Ryan Seacrest's house.
Ryan Seacrest, God!
Yep, okay, never mind. We'll pass on that, Brian. All right. Let's see. Tana Mirage wore a snakeskin bikini top as a shirt for a trip to Las Vegas. So good for her. That's all I'm going to say about that one.
Okay.
Who
and what?
Tana Mongeau, I think.
No idea who that is.
Yeah. She's somebody who's famous, I guess. I don't know. And
okay.
She wore a snakeskin bikini top as a shirt for a trip to Vegas.
Here goes Zach's pulling this up for us.
What's her first name?
Tana, T-A-N-A.
Tana. That's an odd name.
Yeah, M-O-N-G-E-A-U.
Yeah.
Notice the guys are looking it up and...
Well, I'm
kind of half interested. I don't know who
I guess say. She's okay.
What's the big
she's
deal? She's very vanilla. I don't
very,
know. I
very cosmetic-y.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
all makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
yeah.
There's like 20 different pictures, and they all look like a different version
yeah.
of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, like I said, for the third time, she
not
wore,
a deal breaker.
She wore a snakeskin bikini top as a shirt for Vegas.
Where's that?
Congrats to her.
Okay.
So, but most importantly, though, a teen who spent 10 hours cleaning up after protests is rewarded with a car and a college scholarship.
That is awesome.
Oh,
so, of course, a couple weeks ago, we had all the riots and everything and so forth. So, this young gentleman, Antonio Gwynn Jr., 18-year-old senior, high school senior, saw the damage from protests in his hometown in Buffalo, New York. He grabbed a broom, bought some trash bags, started cleaning the streets by himself. He started at 2 a.m. and did not stop cleaning for the next 10 hours. When an organized group of neighbors arrived later that morning to start cleaning the damage, they found that Gwen had already done most of the work.
Wow.
When word spread of how Gwen single-handedly took action, his community responded. Matt Block saw Gwen's story on the news and decided to give him his prize, a 2004, now it's an older car though, but...
That's okay, a car...
2004 red Mustang convertible.
Ooh.
Hey. Block, who's 27 years old, told CNN that the car is one he won since he was a child, but these days he's only using it occasionally. He saw Gwen had asked for some car buying advice on Facebook, and Matt decided to offer up his sports car.
That's awesome.
It continues. It turns out that the gift was more meaningful than Block ever imagined. Gwen's mother, who passed away in 2018, also drove a red Mustang. And when he realized the coincidence, Gwen said that he was so shocked he didn't have any words, and Block said he gave him goosebumps. Another local businessman, Bob Bryceland, learned of Block's gift and then decided to extend a year of free auto insurance coverage through his insurance agency.
Aww. You gotta have that with the red sports car.
Yep. Mm-hmm. After high school, Gwen had planned to go to trade school while saving up to go to college. Upon hearing Gwen's story, Medalli, I guess, College in Buffalo, offered him a full scholarship where he plans to study business starting this fall. One of his many career goals is to open up a cleaning business.
That's awesome.
How cool is that? You know?
That is.
We need more people.
Great.
With the riots and everything that we've had, a kid goes in, cleans up, you know, and the community does this.
Yes.
And
here's to him.
You know? That's what it should be about.
It should.
Most of the time.
Long Beach did a similar thing. They really, I mean, they were out. Bam, right after.
Yeah.
Because there weren't enough, there's not enough trash cans for that.
Oh, I know.
Hundreds of thousands of people, you know, walking the streets, so.
Yeah, so that was really cool.
Necessary. And
so there you go, a couple of lockdown pick-me-ups for us all.
We're all locked down, baby, and we're trying to get out. Been washing my hands about 24 times. It gets worse every day that I turn on the news. Stuck here singing those dang old lockdown blues.
It's always going to be stuck in my head, that song. Forever.
Well, you know... With the whole, you know, COVID-19 thing, we need to set certain things straight. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now with the South. There's a lot of changes that are going on. Lady Antebellum is now calling themselves Lady A.
Mm-hmm.
The Dixie Chicks are now calling themselves the Chicks, which I'm like, I go back to the drawing board on that one, you know.
God.
Politically correct.
People are changing things, whatever.
Some things are good. Some of this change is actually a positive thing.
You know, I mean, they're talking about pulling Aunt Jemima syrup or whatever, Uncle Ben's rice. I mean, it's important. Maybe it is time for that change and everything.
Oh,
but,
definitely.
But the people from the South, I worry about.
Have you been?
Yeah.
It is. Oh, man.
I've got friends.
Oh, man.
I've got friends.
You got to go to those pockets, and you're like, what planet am I on?
Well, here are some definitions of redneck medical terms.
I can't wait for this.
All right. So, an artery, basically is the study of paintings.
I'm just going to laugh the whole time. I didn't know.
Yeah. Bacteria, well, that's the back door to the cafeteria. Burinium is what doctors do when patients die.
Burinium.
Yeah.
Buried.
Caesarean section is a neighborhood in Rome.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Of course, when you're doing a CAT scan, you're actually searching for the kitty.
Okay.
Let's see. What else we got here? A colic. Well, that's a sheepdog.
Colic.
Yeah. Medical staff, well, that's a doctor's cane.
Doctor's cane, oh God.
That was good.
Yeah. Morbid, well, it's a higher offer than IBID.
Morbid.
Yeah, morbid.
IBID and you then morbid.
Yeah. One morbid.
Let's see here. Well, nitrates, we all know what nitrates are, right?
Yeah, absolutely, nitrates, yeah.
Okay, well, they're cheaper than day rates.
Or day trates.
Oh, my gosh.
Day rates.
And, of course, you know what a coma is?
I do.
That's right. It's a punctuation mark.
A coma.
Coma.
That's funny.
I don't care where you're at. That's
out there you are. That's funny right
that's
there.
That's funny right there.
Yeah.
Turn that up.
Dilate.
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 No. Yeah, to live long.
To dilate.
And prosper.
Yeah.
Live long.
You know what a genital is, right?
Oh, yeah.
I was gentle last night.
That's right. It's a non-Jewish person.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew that.
These are fucking too good.
Here's to all the big genitals out there.
Yeah. You got to be gentle with them.
There's the GI series.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, this is the World Series of Military Baseball.
Oh, gosh. GI series.
Of course, you've gotten these, I think, a couple of times, Amber. A hangnail?
A hangnail?
Yeah, that's where you hang your coat on.
That's a good one.
Oh, boy.
Let's see here. A seizure?
Seizure.
Seizure, yeah, that's the Roman emperor.
Seizure.
I saw her last night.
Yeah. Tablet?
Well, I'm afraid, tablet.
It's a small table. You have to be careful with terminal illness, because that's when you get sick at the airport.
I thought it was on the subway.
Yeah, you don't want to fly after you get sick.
Of course, we all know what tumor is.
Tumor?
It's not a tumor.
It's more than one.
Yeah, I was going to say, two more.
Urine? It's the opposite of you're out.
Yeah,
you're in, you're out. So, yeah. Varicose?
Oh, gosh. Varicose.
You know. Varicose?
Yeah.
Varicose veins, yes.
Yeah, that means you're nearby. You're varicose.
Varicose.
Yeah. An enema? It's not your friend.
Enema!
Yeah, it's true.
In any aspect, it's not your
it's
friend.
Not, it's not.
Yeah. Fester?
Uncle Fester?
Uncle Fester. Fester is quicker than someone else.
Fester.
You want Fester? And the last one is a fibula. You know what your fibula is, right?
Yeah, fibula and tip fibula, yeah.
Yeah,
fibula,
that's right. It's a small lie.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So there you go, guys. Redneck medical terms for you all.
Those are amazing.
I like this one.
You know,
do that again.
It worked. Kind of reminds me of Jeff Foxworthy. You know, might be a redneck.
Yeah.
If, yeah.
Here's your sign.
Yeah. You
tell a big old fibula.
Oh, God. Here's your signs from Bill Engvall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those are so good.
The one that just, at first time I heard it, it made me die when he just goes like, we were moving the other day and we got a piano. It's a regular old piano. And the movers goes, that's your old piano?
No, that's our coffee table. It just has buck teeth. Here's
no
your sign.
Way.
There is actually one that I did use of his, and it and exactly happened the way he tells it. So I was in a department store or whatever, and I was using the elevator.
Is that here or is it in the cell?
No, no, no. This was here.
Okay.
Okay. And an older gentleman came up and said, are these the elevators that go up and down? I said, no, sir. These ones go from side to side. The ones that go up and down are around the corner.
And,
the
and he went there.
And he left.
Oh.
Have to go, yeah.
He actually, I'm like, oh, my God, it works.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I could not believe it. He walked away.
He was asking you for directions, and you directed him, and yeah, he trusted you. You have a trusting-looking face.
Yeah, thank you.
You fooled some folks.
I keep fooling them now, you know. But I think my favorite one, though, one of my favorites is where he goes that he's walking out from the mall, and he sees this guy with a coat hanger, you know, trying to undo his car or whatever.
Yeah.
And Bill goes, I couldn't help myself. He goes, lock your keys in your car?
Oh, yeah.
And that guy, without missing a beat, went, nope. I just watched him going to hang it out to dry.
Yeah. Here's your sign.
Oh,
here's your sign.
My God.
Hey, just got a text. Debbie loved the medical terms.
Oh. Are they relatable, Debbie?
Yeah, really.
And you can find those whole lists on our Facebook page, too. So we posted it up there for you guys as well.
He's my enema.
So.
My mortal enema.
My mortal enema.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Hey, you're in.
You're in.
You're
out.
Oh, man.
Give me your in sample. Go in where?
I'm going to give you a fibula.
No, put it in there.
You stop telling them fibulas.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, a lot of us have famous actors.
Who?
A lot of us.
I don't know.
Have famous actors that we like to watch on
TV.
You know, whether it be TV, whether it be movies and everything. Well, what better than, and he is a really cool guy, is Dwayne Johnson.
He is. He's an awesome guy.
Very awesome guy.
I want to just give him a big old hug. I want him to pick me up. Pick me up and swing me around, Dwayne.
All he's going to do with you, I think, is just get his thumb and his index finger and just pick you up by the shirt.
Yeah.
You know, because I think next to him.
How tall is he?
I don't know.
Here goes Steve. Steve, Google. Google it.
6'5".
Oh. 6'5".
Wow.
That's pretty good.
So you got to have the.
How tall is Shaq?
7 foot
something?
Seven something.
1.
Okay. Because I know, I've met Shaq. I've worked with Shaq a couple of times, so I know how tall Shaq is. And the top of my head basically comes to his armpit.
Yeah, I've heard some jokes about if I were to stand next to Shaq, and I'm like, yeah, all right.
Karen comes just above his belly button.
Guess where I would come, too.
Whoa.
I'd be a little headstand for...
The sundial is working.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so we've got some for you guys.
We do.
The top 15
Dwayne Johnson's.
And now, these are the best awards. He's done the best acting. So this is ranked.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go from least to best.
And we did remove all of the Fast and the Furious films because that's just one series. It's one character he's playing though.
I ain't seen them. I gotta get rid of that southern accent. You just caused something.
I know.
There. You just let me go back. Okay. So get that accent gone.
Yeah.
Okay. So top 15 Dwayne Johnson movies. I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
All right. Number 15. Race to Witch Mountain.
That was a good one.
I remember that book as a kid. I never watched this. Was that a good one?
He was very good in that. I think that's kind of like helped start him on the role. Because he did a bunch of cameos.
Yeah.
You know, so we're talking actual roles here. So, yeah, that
he
is a very good one.
He loves the kids' movies. Number 14, Gridiron Gang from 2006.
I think that was the one where he really kind of took a serious acting role. His first.
Is that a serious, more dramatic one?
Dramatic one,
okay.
Yeah.
13, Journey to the Mysterious Island.
They made two of those, didn't they?
That's his two.
Oh, it says two. Oh, yeah. Wait, Brendan Fraser was the first one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a sequel. Yeah, he did good.
Journey
good in that.
Journey to the Mysterious Island.
Yeah.
12. I have seen this one actually. Tooth Fairy.
That is so good.
I love that.
I have seen this
so
one.
That
funny.
Is so good.
I love Julie Andrews. I was like, Julie Andrews? I gotta watch that.
And that's one thing about Dwayne is that he can do the action, but he's really good at comedy, too.
Kids love him. He's got this knack for that.
It shows that he is that diverse.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. Yeah.
I want him to be my dad.
Awesome.
Okay. So I haven't seen this one, but you guys tell me about it if you have.
Okay.
Number 11, Southland Tales from 2006.
No, I haven't seen
Southland
that.
Tales. No? Uh-huh. Okay, I have seen this one. Number 10, Get Smart.
Oh, he's so good. Yes. I mean, to play along Steve Carell, you know, and, what's her name?
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
God. I mean, you're talking about Anne Hathaway's a heavyweight herself.
Well, they shot this in San Pedro, actually. Yeah. I worked at the law office that they shot this outside the building.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you didn't get autographs?
No. I wasn't there when they shot the movie.
Oh, okay.
I was not there. Where was I? I was in South County. Anyways, moving on to number 9.
That's a good movie, though.
Get Smart? Oh,
yeah. Get Smart, yeah. Very funny.
Number 9, I have seen this one. San Andreas.
Yes.
2015.
The gal LA that plays cracks. His daughter. Ooh, she's good looking, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she's got some...
Wipe up your mouth there.
How's it go?
But he is good in that. Again, it's one of those action...
Oh, yeah, he's good at all the action
films, so yeah, really good in that.
Have you guys seen Rampage? Is that on the list? It came out last year or 2 years ago?
Shh. What are you doing? What are you doing, Zachary? What are you doing? Number 8.
I don't know.
The Rundown.
Oh.
The Rundown?
That's not the one I said. But
no, I know.
Oh, okay.
We're going to get there.
Okay. Me and Amber are doing a little thing here.
Yes. I have not seen The Rundown.
Y'all seen it, though? I don't know what that's called.
Is that the one with Johnny Knoxville? He did one with Johnny Knoxville, too.
I have no idea.
I don't think it's that one.
Number 7, obviously, Jumanji, The Next Level.
Oh.
From last year.
Yeah.
Or the year before, 2019.
Yeah.
Love those.
Both of those were good.
I saw bits and pieces of those. Number 6, you want to say this one, Zachary?
Rampage?
Yes.
Which one's Rampage?
Rampage is a old video game that used to be an arcade game. It involves like a giant ape, lizard, and rat, and they would go around destroying like buildings and cities and all that, and they take from city to city to city. They made a movie out of it where the animals are giant. It's a destruction movie. And it's really, really good. That's when the game, that's one of the cities. But you go all over the world in the game with different cities. Yeah.
Are bedbugs an option?
No.
That'd be cool.
They're not, but grasshoppers are.
Grasshoppers are?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Number 5. I have not seen this one. Skyscraper from 2018.
That wasn't bad. I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where he kind of plays he plays like a security guy for this tower in China or something like that, or overseas.
China. He likes to be hanging off of buildings and buildings splitting apart and
all
that.
Because he's got the arms for it.
A lot of people had a problem with the poster because the poster almost looked like exactly the one for Die Hard.
Mm. Oh, that was that controversy. You know,
but the movie was completely different, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't. It was pretty cool because he played like a retired, like Marine or military kind of guy who lost a leg.
Okay.
And everything. So yeah, it wasn't bad. It was pretty cool.
Interesting.
Again, another great action film.
Okay, got a lot of action films here, obviously. Number 4, Pain and Gain from 2013.
Didn't see that one.
Me either.
Yeah. I never heard of that.
No.
Wow. Okay.
Pain and Gain.
Yeah.
Sounds like
PNG.
All right. Well,
PNG.
Okay.
I don't know. Number 3, Paul's probably listening like, oh, these. Fuckers. Number 3, Central Intelligence from 2016.
Mm, yeah.
Yes, I thought that's a yes.
Yeah, because that's the one with
Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Kevin Hart. Yeah, another great comedy.
Him and Kevin Hart. They're a good team.
Action comedy thing. Yeah, that was funny.
They're good at that.
That was really good.
Number 2, of course, we've all seen this one. Moana, the Disney film.
Yeah, he voiced. He's Maui.
Maui, yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that one. And he looks just like him, too. They must have done a whole, like, he moves like him.
Maui's got a bigger nose.
Well, I mean, anyways.
And bigger, wider face.
Pacific Islander, but still.
Wider face.
He moves like him. He's got that whole,
Body-wise, yeah. But I'm just saying, but the face, though, he's got the wider nose and wider head.
Nitpicking here.
Yeah.
Number 1.
And a big hook.
Hold
drum
on.
Drum roll.
What?
We're going to hit that hi-hat a couple times.
Yeah.
Number 1, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah, first one.
Yeah, the very first one.
Very first one that was very good.
That's his number 1. It's not Fast and Furious.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, all those were good movies. Some of those are really, really good.
He's really good. I have a bit of information trivia on Dwayne Johnson.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Quickly.
Okay.
His films have grossed over $3.5 billion, with a B, in North America and over $10.5 billion worldwide.
Holy cow.
Well, I've seen his house on the Instagrams. Holy cow.
Man. He's made some money for some people.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, and himself.
And himself, yeah.
Yeah. I know we posted something up earlier, too.
About him? Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
No, no, no. About, oh, where did he go?
Do-do-do-do.
Yeah, because we were asking people on our Facebook page.
I didn't know this. He played football.
Yeah, he started off as a football player.
He looks like it.
Wow, as well as wrestling.
He looks like the football player.
He looks like Mr. All America.
Yeah, we were asking people like what they thought what their favorite movie was from Dwayne, but
that could be his next movie, Dwayne, the football player.
Jumanji Fest, and I thought it was funny if you look at the picture for Baywatch. He was
that's right. That was
he looks better than all the women.
He does.
He has big man boobs. Moves. Yeah, he got those moves.
Zac Efron looked pretty good too. I mean, the dude works out, man.
Yeah, you know, he does get jacked.
I mean, he's got the whole 8-pack.
I haven't seen the. Is it funny? Is the Baywatch one funny?
I actually caught it recently, and it's not a comedy per se. They try to make it a little bit serious, like the TV show. The funny thing about it, though, I guess, is who the mentor is for everybody, and it turns out to be David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, of course it does. I'm just picturing his pecs. You know, when he has pecs.
Yeah, but I mean, for what they're trying to do and everything, it wasn't that bad of a film. Mm-hmm. But they do kind of poke fun of the slow running and everything and the looking at the boobs and stuff. And so they mentioned that and, you know, and what have you. So, yeah, it wasn't too bad. So
Dwayne The Rock Johnson!
Well, there you go, guys. So this week. So now Amber thinks she's an expert in this field here.
She thinks?
Let's see.
I do. I'm telling you what.
Go ahead, tell me.
And Dave and I, when we were living together, we would, I had my way of doing this. He had his way of doing this. And then his parents retired, and Dave expanded his house real big. And before I moved out, his parents moved in. So then there was four adults complaining, and we all thought we had the answer for this.
Okay.
So this can ruin lives.
It can.
I teach my kids this on a regular basis. I'm always like, this is how you do it. This is how you unload. This is how you load.
And what we're talking about is how to load a dishwasher the right way.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's very personal.
Okay. It is to a lot of people. It's almost kind of like saying, well, which way do you put the toilet paper?
That's also very particular.
You know,
and it has to go over. Under. Under is no. No. Over.
Okay. And that is the way the patent actually says to do it. But do you know why some people put it the other way?
Because they're wrong?
No.
Why?
If you have cats.
Yeah.
Cats will unwind it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go up and they do this. So if it's over the front, it's
I've always had cats and never had that issue.
Really?
Now, I will say this. Twice.
So that's 2, 4, 6 times. Okay, got it.
Only 2 times. JP, when he was little and he was potty training, he was using the paper but not ripping it off. So when he put it, he'd wipe and he'd put it in the toilet, but he'd pull more and then when he'd flush, the whole room just get sucked down the toilet right there.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
It was really funny.
All right. Well, here are those for you guys who are not too sure to settle those arguments. So for those...
Back to dishwashers, okay.
The spouses, gather around your mobile device, gather around your iPad, your computer right now. This is how to load a dishwasher properly. The top rack. Glasses, mugs, and small bowls should go on top, upside down.
Yes.
If the bottoms of certain cups or dishes are slightly concave, it will help to lean them against at an angle to avoid collecting dirty water.
Yes.
Plastic items should go on the top rack, too, because the heat comes from the bottom and can warp plastics. Mm-hmm. Be sure any small pieces are secure and won't fall through the gaps, potentially blocking the washer arm or landing on the heating elements. Spatulas, ladles, and other large utensils should lie flat on the top level.
Absolutely.
With your coffee mugs and saucers. Let's see. If you stick them upright with the silverware, they will block the water spray and prevent others from being cleaned properly.
That's very true. It depends on how much you're putting in there.
True.
Sometimes if it's not too full, I will put my spatula's handle side down.
Down. Okay. All right, Amber, what do you put on the bottom rack?
Plates. All plates, bowls, different the bigger bowls. Mm-hmm. I hand wash my pots and pans usually, but like a couple times I'll give them in a cycle just to get them sanitized.
Okay, so plates, large bowls, pots and pans should go to the bottom. Put the biggest pieces to the side so they don't block the sprayer.
Absolutely.
Utensil holder. Load utensils handle first so that the spoons and the prongs of your forks are facing up. With one exception to this rule is...
Knives.
That's right. Which should be placed pointing down.
Butter knives, though.
So that you don't cut yourself when you unload them. All right?
I always say, you know what? If your mouth is going to touch it, if it's going in your mouth and it's got food on it, that goes up. That points up. It has to get clean.
Okay, so here are some common...
I don't think Steve believes me. He's making faces at me this whole time.
Pay no attention to him.
Yeah.
I don't get into these superficial arguments.
God, I love doing dishes.
Okay, well, come on.
I wash all my own stuff by hand.
I never use
a dishwasher.
That's awesome.
Okay. I just wash it myself.
Now, here are some common mistakes that people make, though. Overloading.
Oh, my gosh. I lived with one of these. I wanted to kill my ex. Oh, my gosh.
Good on you for trying to save water, but that means overcrowding the dishwasher means you'll end up having to rewash many pieces. According to Whirlpool, crowding dishes and stacking them on top of each other causes nesting and prevents dishes from being cleaned evenly.
How's the water going to get there? How the hell is the water going to wash them clean if they're stacked like that? That is asinine.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, I think I think my wife is.
I like how you're waxing poetic.
Oh,
how about new?
How about new?
All right, Karen is guilty of this one. Placing large flat items near the door.
No.
Whirlpool also noted that. placing flat pans, platters should be placed in racks away from the door. As placing them near the door can block detergent from reaching other dishes.
Absolutely.
Laying large pots and pans face down.
Mm-hmm.
Big items should be loaded to the sides, not face down. This is especially important for older dishwashers that do not have a upper spray arm, because whenever pots or pans is blocking the bottom, the arm won't get up there. And get to the top rack. Blocking the spray arm, of course, any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. You got to make sure that thing's spinning.
Yes.
Facing everything in the same direction.
Yes. Not only for my OCD, because it needs to look uniform, but because that is effective cleaning. Oh, Steve, you okay? Oh. He's gonna go load the dishwasher for me.
That's okay, Steve.
I don't know what's wrong today.
Oh.
The dishwasher's not done. Get on it, sir.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for?
Face it. Okay, God. Water sprays from the center of the dishwasher, so you want the dirtiest part of your plates, the faces, to point toward the spray.
Yes.
You should face them all towards the middle so they get exposed to the spray itself.
Absolutely.
So that means that, you know, if you got dishes on the left, they need to face in, and dishes on the
right.
Everything
needs to go the same way.
Right. Facing to the center. Leaving a bunch of stuck-on food.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
You leave that food on there, and then you have the audacity to overfill, and then the heating option at the end of it bakes it on even harder. Oh, we're getting a divorce. We are getting a
you
divorce.
Get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
I love Amber.
Cleaning the dishes before loading them.
I just did that. I just divorced you over it.
Yeah, okay. You should clean all the chunks of food, basically, be loading in and everything and so forth. But,
The drain on a dishwasher is not made to friggin' eat your crumbs. It's not a disposal.
True.
It's not. It's a drain.
Yeah.
It is not a disposal.
And then you do get that odor afterwards.
Yeah,
so.
It's sitting there and rot. Oh, man.
Okay. All right. Items you should never put in the dishwasher. Amber, what do you think?
I don't put things that are really flimsy plastic. I had a friend who would put Ziploc bags in
the
dishwasher. I'm like, are you trying to kill us all with some cancer?
Wow.
So I'm going to say, like, since the plastics, certain crystals in Chinas and things
China.
Like that. Yeah,
China. For sure. Delicate pieces of
China.
No.
avoid loading anything that could break easily, such as crystal or China. So that's one. What's another one, Amber?
I have one. Ceramic knives. You want to be careful with those because they can break.
Oh, they're bopping around.
Well, it's here from Whirlpool. It says sharp knives in general.
Yeah.
Any chef will tell you that sharp knives are to be hand washed. Mm-hmm. A dishwasher exposes them to too much water and shortens their lifespan.
It dulls the blades and it can warp them. The heat can warp them. So that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
I learned that one. So,
no, sir. Didn't like it.
Anything else?
What else shouldn't go in there?
Yeah.
Don't wash your dog in there.
Okay.
What else should not go in the dishwasher? I mean, obviously, you know, flimsy plastics, china. I don't put straws. It depends on what it is. I'll usually boil straws.
Okay.
Just to make sure I get everything out of the middle of them.
I'll do a quick rundown here.
Please, please.
Cast iron, basically.
No. You do not put cast iron.
Never put cast iron. Non-stick pans, don't put in there.
Teflon's dangerous to put in there.
That I did not know, that's news to me. Fine metals and finishes. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of goes with wood utensils and cutting boards.
I sometimes put my bamboo ones in there just to give them a good cleaning.
Here it says avoid putting any wooden items in the dishwasher. Wood is porous and cannot sustain the amount of water that the dishwasher uses to clean.
I do it on the low, the very low. I'll do it like a very fast, and I'll usually just pour boiled water on stuff anyways if I can't.
You know, at this point,
things you should never put in the dishwasher, wood utensils and cutting boards.
It's true.
At this point, you just wash them by hand.
Well,
really.
Hang on. I have really good plastic cutting boards, the kind you like, the folding ones. I put those in there. I bleach them a lot of times in the sink, but then I'll put them in there every once in a while.
Well, it says avoid putting any wooden items.
Wooden, yes.
Wooden items, so, yeah.
So no wooden cutting boards.
No wooden cutting boards. Okay, with sharp knives, anything that is not dishwasher safe, that's pretty obvious.
Absolutely.
So the kind of certain plastics are not safe, things of that nature. So, and then lastly, tips for maximizing your dishwasher use. Clean your dishwasher regularly. How do you do this?
I'll put some bleach in there, like a little bleach pod. I'll run it like that, or I'll get one of those like little special pods they have that can clean them out and get the corrosion out.
Okay. Here it says, even if you do a good job of removing gunk prior to washing, food particles, paper towels, and other buildup can lead to funky smells and poor drainage. Mm-hmm. At the minimum, fill your soap dispenser with white vinegar.
Yes, vinegar is great.
And run an empty cycle once a month. You should also regularly check the food trap and other nooks and crannies for stuck food particles. Preheat the water, it says. To avoid starting the load with cold water, run the kitchen sink on hot for a couple of minutes right before. Of course, organize the utensils by the type. So, in other words, spoons with spoons, forks with forks, things of that nature.
I don't always do that because I don't want them to line up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll kind of like, I don't want them to like.
You can still spread them around and make it look like a flower.
I know, but when they're moving around the water and they get together, the spoons close together.
Okay, well, here it says differently. So they know better.
I don't know.
They know
true.
Better. And then it says skip the heat. You might just feel guilty about the amount of water energy load requires, but it's possible to keep to a minimum. If people want more environmentally conscious, they can turn off the heated dry option.
Yes.
So. And ironically, dishwashers are not just for dishes.
Oh, what else you put in
no
there?
No way.
You can put rubber dog toys in there.
Oh, yeah, I've done that, yeah.
Baseball caps.
Your little brother.
I think that's...
Grill grates.
I think that's prison time.
Grilled grapes. What the
hell? No, grill grates.
Boiled
oranges.
Yes.
And grill then, grates. And then rubber rain boots.
Hmm. What?
You can put them in there, too, as well.
Yeah. DVD boxes.
I have to say that with our dishwasher, I only check the food trap when I'm looking for a good snack.
Ew.
Oh, wow.
Nasty.
That's kind of moist.
Next week, we'll tell you how to clean your floors properly, because I have a whole thing on this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, let me tell you.
Can you come over to my house then?
You've seen my you guys have seen my house. Yeah. I'm spick and span.
Spanny.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well,
Hi, Steve.
We are coming up on the season. In fact, we are probably in the season where everybody's outside now, especially everybody at home using the outdoor grill probably more than normal.
Absolutely. We're using it more and more.
Yeah, I love grill. When I have access to a grill, I use it pretty much every day.
Do you really?
Huh. Yeah. I love just, all different things. Anyway, I have a thing about how to exactly grill almost anything in time.
I'm listening.
Okay. Chicken. Now then, we have bone-in breasts, thighs, drumsticks, grill covered over indirect heat for 40 to 50 minutes, turning occasionally.
Ah.
Boneless.
Just on occasion.
Just on occasion.
Just on occasion.
Occasionally. Yeah, you know, okay. If you think about it. Boneless breasts. Grill over direct heat for 5 to 6 minutes per side.
Really? That's it? 5 to 6 minutes per side?
Well, if you have... that's direct heat, and usually that's, you know, it's not on low.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Okay, all right.
And you have to watch that because it can burn, actually. Grill cutlets, 2 to 3 minutes per side. And wings. Grill covered over indirect heat for 25 to 30 minutes, turning again occasionally.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, now, one of my favorites,
Pork. Really? You like pork?
Yeah, pork. I love pork. Okay. Oh, God. You get those shoulder ribs or cuts, and they have a lot more fat in them. And, little bit of sweet barbecue sauce and...
You don't like the ham?
Grill a ham.
The rump part?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
Okay. Tenderloin. Grill over direct heat for 6 to 8 minutes per side, turning occasionally. Then cover and cook over indirect heat for 10 to 12 minutes. So you have to use that pressure to see
exactly how
done it is. Chops 3/4 to 1 inch thick grill for 4 to 6 minutes per side.
Yeah, because it's very quick. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And ribs, grill over direct heat for 5 minutes, then cover and grill over indirect heat for 10 to 12 minutes. So you want to make sure. But a lot of times with ribs, an addendum to this is that you cook ribs before you grill them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So you use the oven. You put them in a pan where they're on a little rack in the pan.
Yeah.
And then you cover them with like brown sugar and stuff like that. And you put water in the pan. And you cook those in the oven. And then after that, you grill them. And that's how you get it falling off the bone.
Oh, interesting. Didn't know that.
So, yeah. And we get to beef. What's for dinner?
Anybody else hungry?
Yes.
Boy, I am. I want to go to a barbecue. Okay, steaks. 1/2 inch to 1 inch grill over direct heat for 4 to 6 minutes per side. You think flank steak or skirt steak, those kinds of things. Then other kind of steaks like strip steak, ribeyes, London broil, things like that. 1 to 1.5 inch thick, you grill over direct heat for 4 to 5 minutes per side. Then cover and cook over indirect heat for 4 to 10 minutes. A lot of professional chefs, they'll cook it in a pan and for, you know, to sear the sides and stuff, and then they cook it in the oven to finish it.
Oh, okay.
So it's that kind of thing.
Got it. Okay.
And then burgers, 3/4 to 1 inch thick, grill over direct heat for 5 to 6 minutes.
What do you think about that butter thing that they do? They say to put a pat of butter on your burger while it's on the grill. And it keeps it moist. I think it just sounds like a heart attack.
Just more cholesterol, but, you know, it could work.
It tastes good.
I imagine it does.
The only thing I know with a pat of butter is what Brian Phelps does.
And
I'm afraid to ask.
It's awesome.
What is it?
And I would love to go to him with a restaurant. But he only does this at very fancy restaurants. So you know how they have those little pads of butter?
The pats, yeah.
Okay.
Butter pat.
So he will take that and just peel off it and leave it exposed to where it's still on the bottom part, okay, or open it up.
Yeah.
And put it on his napkin. And then what he'll do is he'll fling the napkin So the butter pat flies straight up in the air and stick to the ceiling.
Oh, my.
He's actually done this.
Gosh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That, see, I was thinking like something like Ruth
Chris. Don't be a fuckwad. Oh, my
gosh. Ruth Chris, they do a, you know, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Yeah.
They put a just a nice dollop of really good garlicky butter on as they're bringing it out to you.
Ugh. Yeah.
And you're talking about pranks, and I'm like, I'm hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Brian will actually put it on his napkin and then fling it, you know, stick to the ceiling.
It's a very.
It's like a sharp pencil.
You junior just high.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like sharp pencils going into the ceiling.
It's a very junior high boy thing to do there.
Yeah. He'll do it like at Mastro's or something.
Oh, my gosh.
McCormick's, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, and the last thing is something that a lot of people kind of shy away from because they're not sure about it, and part of it is because it cooks so fast that you have to watch, is grilled fish, shellfish, and other kinds of fish. Shrimp cooks quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So it's only 1 to 2 minutes per side. You have to really watch it.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
And scallops are about the same thing. They're usually a little thicker so you can control it better. But all kinds of fish, they make utensils to use in the barbecue. Like, they have this thing, it's a square of screen. And you put all the fish, any kind of fish you cook.
Oh, yeah.
You put it, and it squeezes it together and holds it in place.
Because it doesn't flake apart.
Yeah. Right.
But it's still, you know, the heat goes through the screen and everything, and you can cook it over the grill and stuff like that.
See,
and
I have
those. Those work amazingly.
I have one simple solution that if you're still afraid of having fish that way, the simplistic way, just get your sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poke bowl.
When the grill doesn't work, just go out to
poke bowl, sushi. You're done.
I bet Mike and Kay murder some barbecue. I bet they do.
Oh, God,
amazing.
Yes. Oh, God, we got to get them back on, too.
I bet. We got to go out there to their house.
Yeah, we got to go back out to the house.
I bet marinating meat in their beer would probably make it really tasty.
Oh, yeah, something special that Kay will make. Oh, good Lord. All right, you guys ready for this?
Oh, I've been looking forward to this.
All right.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, you know, the thing is...
Yeah, I'm prepared.
The thing is that we've been, with all the quarantine stuff going on and all the different things that you can stream and download and stuff, we actually came across a particular soap opera that's been discovered recently.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Zach, can we go ahead and turn on the channels for that,
please? Yeah, hold on. Give me a second here.
History began on July 4th, 1776.
Hey, Bruce.
All right.
I've seen this one. No?
Stay thirsty, my friends.
Yeah, that guy.
Chubbies going back to the 1970s.
I'm going.
Good evening, everyone. And welcome to The Neanderthals, the only reality TV show that has been discovered where a Neanderthal family was followed during the day-to-day adventures. Let's meet the family members. First, we have the father, Donk.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Then we have the mother, Wonk.
Huh?
Next, we have the elder son, Schlunk. Oh, he sounds terrifying. The younger son, Zonk. Next, we have their only daughter, Gunk. And finally, we have Grandma Shirley.
Yo, bunch of a-holes, if you ask me.
Oh, my goodness. Together, these are the Clunks. Today's episode, Learning Real Estate. As the sun begins to slowly set, we find our family walking along the hillside for some shelter when they discover what may appear to be an empty cave. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. They must decide who will be the one to go into the cave.
Oh,
Looks like Zonk is going in for his night run. Join us next week when the family visits the local grocery store here on The Neanderthals.
That's
interesting.
That's a very good TV show. Yeah. I kind of like it.
I think I could binge that.
Cool. Yeah, in like 30 seconds.
Is that John Cleese narrating it? It's kind of.
It's like an early Flintstones kind of a jam.
Yeah.
Kind of lost the narrator.
Well,
there.
We'll check in next week to see. We'll see what the TV show is doing next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I'm curious to see some more. The first episode was it was okay. It
wasn't too bad.
Yeah,
it wasn't too bad. Should we play the game?
Yep.
Woo-hoo!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the game show that's making Donald Trump go. Huh. Quiz me. Quiz you.
Tiny hands.
That was a...
People don't show up.
That was a hell of an intro. Question number one. Oops. What did I do wrong?
What did you do wrong?
You didn't ask the question.
Oh, that's what I was... There we go.
Oh, there we go.
When and where was the first commercial Christmas card invented?
Oh.
First commercial Christmas card.
I will accept either where or when. Doesn't have to be both.
Sean. England.
Judges.
Britain. Great Britain. No.
That is correct. London in the year 1843. Question two.
Oh, it's 1845.
Which is the largest food and drink company in the world?
Amber. Coca-Cola.
You know what? That's what I thought, but no. Amber's out. Amber is out. It leaves Steve and Sean for the
largest.
You're in.
Drink and food company.
Food company, yes.
Drink and food?
Oh,
drink and food.
Okay.
Amber, Coca-Cola does not make sandwiches.
They don't. I didn't listen to the
No, they do
before.
Not. They have yet to. Steve, you're on. You are ready. Your answer, please. There is a time limit here.
I think Steve's reliving that television.
Steve is out.
Amber.
No. Oh, wait. No.
Wait.
Sean.
I got to go. Food company. I'm going to say probably Subway.
What?
No.
What's Amber, me?
No.
Oh, I have an answer.
I'm going to go for this.
Wait. Hold on. No. Steve, would you like to take a shot again?
PepsiCo.
Oh, good God. What is with you guys in sodas?
I'm going to try this one. I'm not sure. Kraft.
That would be a good answer, but no. I'm sorry, but the answer is Nestle.
Oh, yeah.
Nestle.
Suck it!
Yeah, I have their, I do their chocolate milk all the time. Yeah,
indeed.
Nestle.
Question number three.
Chocolate rabbit, the quick rabbit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nestle quick.
Not to be confused with the silly rabbit.
Nestle does everything. No. They do water. They're in the water game, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. They're in everything.
Players, are you ready?
Yes.
Sicily, not the one that grinded on Steve last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Is the largest island in which sea?
But she's got
Steve.
Two.
Steve.
Mediterranean.
Correct.
He saw those islands up close. I'll tell you that, folks, right now.
Well, I was looking at a thing about the Scylla and Charybdis, and it's in that area there. Yeah. So, yeah, that was in my mind.
Question number.
Was it her Corvallis?
A rainbow has how many colors?
Sean.
Sean.
Five.
Steve.
Steve.
Seven.
Correct.
Ah.
Steve, so far, is winning. A rainbow comes with seven colors. These colors are red, yellow, green, orange, violet, blue, and indigo. Question number five.
Indigo.
My name is Indigo Montoya.
My name is your host, and here's the next question. Which Christmas carol became the first song ever to be broadcast from space?
Oh. Steve.
Steve.
Silent Night.
Sean.
Sean.
Joy to the World.
Oops, that's the wrong button.
Is it secular?
I'm not sure on what you mean by that.
Is it... Then, is it religious or not religious?
No, actually, it is not religious. This is a child would know this one if they heard it.
Amber. Oh.
Amber?
Jingle Bells.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's right.
There's astronauts Tom Stafford and Wally Schirra sang Jingle Bells from space on December 16th, 1965.
Jingle
question
bells.
Number six.
Good for them.
Sean likes saying that a lot, doesn't he? Okay.
Good for me.
Is it good for you?
It was awesome.
All right. Okay, Pervert's on the line. Let's see. What is the largest island in the Caribbean Sea?
The Caribbean.
Sean.
Doing a lot of geography. Sean.
Cuba?
Cuba.
Is that your final answer?
Cuba Libre.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't change it. Which is your final answer?
Cuba.
Cuba is correct.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, he's setting you up there.
He's showing
I'll knock him down. Yeah.
He's showing his Latinx.
With a population of 11.27 million. Question number seven.
That's a lot of Cubans.
Indeed.
Last cigars.
In high school football, how long is each quarter?
Oh, shit.
Steve, I know you should get this.
Sean.
Sean.
12 minutes.
My goodness, that is correct.
Wow. Actually, Sean's on fire today.
Wow. I got a son in high school. We've gone.
That's true. Question number eight.
I've been looking at the cheerleaders.
Oh, my gosh. Of course you have.
All right. TV one. This is really easy. Contestants, hold on to your seats. On the program, The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, boy.
What is Sheldon Cooper's full name?
I don't know.
Sean.
Sean.
Sheldon Thomas Bartholomew.
Oh, boy.
No? Okay.
I don't think we've got this.
Steve.
Steve.
Oh, my God.
Sheldon Cooper. I thought it was a trick question. I don't remember.
I'm sorry. The answer is Dr. Sheldon Lee Cooper.
Lee.
Lee. Oh, that's what threw me off.
Oh, that's my middle name.
Doctor.
Kind of reminds me of Spaceballs. What's your name? Barf. Your full name? Bartholomew. Are you gay married? No. Stand over there. Okay.
All right. Here's another easy one. Actually, apparently no one knew the first one, so not so easy. So, you know, I'm not really reliable.
Huh?
Who denied Jesus three times?
Sean.
Steve.
Judas.
No, I said, who denied Jesus three times?
Sean?
Sean.
Peter.
That is correct. As predicted by the Savior, Peter went on to deny our
Christ three times. Shows how religious I am.
Judas betrayed Jesus.
There you go.
Peter denied him three times before the cock crows.
Yeah, there you go.
Leave it to the Catholic.
You said cock.
I said cock.
That's stinking weird old Bible. Sorry.
They're so full of stories.
So full of inappropriate stories.
Final question.
I thought that was the final question.
No, this is.
Okay.
Why did people used to salt meat taken on their ships?
To preserve them, basically.
Close enough. So it would stay good longer.
Yeah. Stay fresh, yeah.
There was no refrigeration, so they just would hang it.
Ice wasn't invented
somewhere.
Yet.
Yeah.
You had to go way up north.
If you take eggs on a ship, you have to rotate them every other day. You have to rotate the eggs.
Really?
Because the gas and then the album, you have to keep flipping them, or they'll go
bad. You gotta do the same thing with wine.
Really? On the ship?
Yeah.
Keep rotating it?
Keep rotating them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I do with my dates, too. I keep rotating the dates.
You have other dates? I'm telling Karen.
She gets 20% of whatever I make, so that's okay. Summer breeze. Kick it up. Crank it up.
Feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Wow, wow, wow. jasmine in my mind.
All right, guys. Find us at yourweeklydose.com. On Facebook, it's Your Weekly Dose. Twitter and Instagram, Weekly Dose 1 is where you can follow us at.
And follow me, Steve, on Facebook, Steve Silva. On Twitter, at SilvaLining69.
And if you want to read all my political stuff, you can find me on Facebook, Amber Ash McCary. And if you don't want political stuff, go to my Instagram, Amber Ash McCary.
McCary.
And if you don't want to follow her at all, just follow me, Sean, at Sean Roberts HC on everything.
And if you want to see the sweet mustache that I've been growing, I'm at Zombie Mel Gibson on the Instagram.
I thought that was a little bit of, you need to wipe it off.
Hey,
oh, that's some food.
Hey, hey, no? He's doing it for the 70s porn star. Leave him alone.
I know, right?
That's my goal.
All right, everybody. Be good to each other out there. We'll catch you next week, 4th of July.
Oh, my gosh.
It's coming, so, yeah.
And we're still in the quarantine.
We're still in the quarantine. It's going to be interesting, so.
Wear your masks, yo.
Please, people.
Wash your hands.
And be careful out there with
be
each other.
Be a good human, for Christ's sake.
Don't be a fuckwad.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. Be good to each other. We'll see you next week. Take care.
Have fun, world.
Out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner and bookmark, then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.